Coach, I know last year was kind of a wild one. That's an understatement. But your group still got together, made the playoffs, and got into the Final Eight, lost to eventual champ Lyman in the quarterfinals. But it seemed like your kids were resilient through what was really a crazy year.
Yeah, we faced a couple quarantines, would lose the whole sophomore class, lose the whole classes at a time. You know, that we faced Burlington, I believe, man, if my memory is correct, on a Tuesday. Make up a game. So, I mean, we did some wild things, but I was really proud of how they fought through it. And each game we showed up, and the kids played their hearts out.
And did you get a chance for a team camp this summer, or did you, you know, put that in place last week? It's kind of been split 50-50 across the state, it seems like.
We were thinking about going to team camp, but I know this sounds weird being out here where we're at, but harvest and everything hit pretty late, and everything was crunched this year with baseball and track going late.
Yep.
So we actually just went a week early here on, August 2nd or 3rd? I can't remember the exact date, but we just started camp a week early. Thought we could take advantage of that, give our kids a little rest, and a lot of people were trying to take vacations. Everything just got crunched this summer, so we actually did not go to team camp.
Gotcha. That'll make for a long preseason workout up to your first game, but some coaches have liked the extra week because you can put in a lot of things. You're maybe ahead of schedule in the preseason from where you were in past.
Yeah, I actually think if you use it wisely, you can really do it. The other thing is you start getting in shape a little bit earlier. Start getting these kids ready for the season, and hopefully that'll help with everything. If you use it wisely, hopefully that'll help injury prevention and the safety and the whole deal.
Okay, looking at this year and looking back to your roster from last year, you mentioned there were times when you lost a whole class, and that forced you to play a lot of young kids other than your quarterback, Miles Sprague. He's going to be a senior this year, but you look at it, you had a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores playing at skill spots a year ago.
Yeah, we have a lot of older kids coming back in the trenches, so pretty excited about that. And all our skill kids are a year older. And I can't say enough, we have a great group of kids and just really excited to see what that jump from freshman to sophomore year or sophomore to junior year does for those kids.
And then up front, you talked about it, you have a veteran group there, so you have to be excited about those guys as you put it in the trenches.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, that's where games are won and lost. I've always said it when I was a little kid. I always used to always ask my dad why he coached the O-line. I thought it was somewhat boring, but if you know the game, that's where you need to be, because that's ultimately that's where things are decided right there.
Defensively, I know you lost a key leader in Joey Beckner. He graduated after his senior year, but again, you have a lot of kids back over there that gained a lot of experience last year.
Yep, we'll be good. I'm really excited. I think it's an opportunity. Joey, though, was a great player. Obviously, when you have a player like that, you're always having to fill some pretty big shoes, and excited for what he does up at Mines. But we're it's sort of next man up. So some kids will get some opportunities, and the biggest thing is we better coach them up and give them a chance and let the kids go have fun.
Okay, do you have a scrimmage set up for this weekend? I know a lot of teams are going up against others. Do you guys have one lined up?
No, we're not going to scrimmage. Nope, we'll do some inter-squad stuff, but it's hard to get a scrimmage out here. It's hard to get an 11-man team that's in your league. You'd have to probably go find an 8-man team.
Gotcha. Schedule, though, has been beefed up a little bit, especially in the preseason. I know you have your Bridgeport game, but in-state, Rye, Florence, Lamar, that's a pretty good rundown for three games leading up to what's going to be another rugged run through the North Central.
Yeah, I definitely think we have one of the tougher schedules. But, you know, you look across it, and really proud of our league. If you look across it, and those teams are playing, if you look at all the schedules, it's going to be tough, so. But that's the way you want it. You want to go out there and you want to play against the best teams you can and see where you're at. And I think that hopefully will help us in the end with RPI and our strength of schedule will help us come later in the season.
And then what about the North Central? I mean, Lyman's there. They've won three in a row. You guys have really developed a good tradition. Everybody tells me Yuma's going to be really good this year. Ray is tremendous each and every year, Burlington or Wiggins. So tell other coaches what it's like just to have to face that each and every week through the second half of the season.
Stressful.
Gray hairs?
No, it makes you work. You know, we got some great communities with tradition where people support it. We're really lucky to play where we play. You go to every game and there's people in the stands, and so it's an exciting atmosphere every weekend, and that's really what it's all about at the high school level, is giving these kids opportunity to experience that. So we couldn't ask for anything more to play in the league, but I'll tell you what, top to bottom, and I know everybody says it, but top to bottom, I would put our league against any league.
Yeah, I think it has a chance for four or five playoff teams again this year. And then the final question, Coach, can you compete for a league title and get that automatic berth?
You know, we're absolutely. I mean, every year that's the goal. So if you're not shooting to be a league champion, then you're shooting way too low, in my opinion. We got a lot of work to get there and a lot of competition to get there. But we're going to give her everything we got, and that's what it's all about.